me your funny story about you getting even with Abe.
Oh, yes. You asked me if he liked fishing. Yes, mm-hmm. He loved fishing. He went to every opportunity that he could. And when we lived in Medicine Hat, he liked to go out in the evening to a nearby lake called Elkwater Lake because the fish would bite at night. And then he'd come home with a big catch of fish, and beautiful wife. I would clean them and package them and put them away, and that was the procedure. Well, one night, I had just bathed the children, had a shower, got into bed with a clean nightie, a good book, and he arrived, happy as a lark. Ta-da! Look, I've caught 11 fish. Beautiful. I said, that's nice. So he looked at me, and I looked at him, and I looked at my book. He looked at me, I looked at my book. I said to him, you know what? You went to a lot of trouble to catch those fish. I said, now you can clean those fish. Didn't say a word, but he was in utter shock. He tiptoed down the hall to where Jonathan was sleeping. Jonathan was a little bit tubby in those days. He was about, what, 11, 12? I hear a whispering going on. Shh, shh, shh. And then I hear plump, 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 plump. Little Jonathan is walking into the kitchen. I hear the water going on. I was curious. I didn't know what the heck was going on. I get up and look. There is Jonathan cleaning the fish. Out of his sleep, he had an ear for business. Abe had said, Jonathan, if you get up and clean my fish, I'll give you 25 cents a fish. So he did. Oh, we never let him live that down.
So, and he was squeamish about cleaning fish, even though he loved to catch them.
Yes. Okay. Yes, he was. He was quite squeamish that way.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, I'll turn this off now.